They're big.
They're wild.
And they love fresh meat.
Today, we play with some of the world's most dangerous animals.
I spend the day with a deadly prehistoric beast, the Komodo dragon.
He's moving now. I think we should close.
I try to avoid becoming lunch for a Siberian tiger.
Down, down.
Vanessa releases the Arctic's most ferocious animal from jail.
Oh, wow.
And Charlie shows how to protect yourself from a bear.
Not bad. 4 seconds.
You won't believe how far some people will go.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Killer Creatures.
Look after wild animals today, and that meant getting up at 6 a.m.
I didn't even know there was a 6 a.m.
Oh, it's a bunny!
Hi! Hello! Come, 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 come see me. Hi, hi!
Hello, Houston!
Alicia, please take care of Bugs.
Hello, real Bugsy. Hi! Yeah! How are you?
So, what do I get? Daffy? Mm. Oh,
hello.
Here we go.
Hi!
Hi. Tyler, please take care of Killer. Killer. She gets a bunny and I get a velociraptor?
Does the bunny want some food? Yes, he does. Here, put it down.
No!
Oh, look. Hi, how are you?
Boy. When you don't feel like working, you really don't feel like working.
That's Killer?
Yeah, it's just a harmless pussycat. The real killers are out there.
This is no fairy tale. Behind this concrete wall and steel door lives a real live dragon. And this is Johnny, the dragon keeper.
Alicia, would you like to see Naga?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now just for a few seconds, because he could actually jump over this door and maybe bite us if we were scared of us.
Okay.
He's huge. The Komodo dragon is a dangerous animal. Zoos have to have special security for them because they can attack people and kill them.
But he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's a handsome beast.
He's moving now. I think we should close the window.
Like right now.
Komodo dragons are the world's biggest and most ferocious lizards. But they're in danger of becoming extinct. They only live on 3 tiny islands in Indonesia. Naga was captured and brought to the Cincinnati Zoo, so Johnny could breed him with other dragons at other zoos. They hope he'll father many children to help the species survive. Naga lives here at the Cincinnati Zoo with his daughter, Luther.
This is where Naga stays in the wintertime.
Yeah, but right now, during the summer months, Luther lives in this exhibit.
Luther and Naga can't stay together because Naga could eat Luther. They're cannibals.
And Naga and Luther are really hungry. They only get fed once a week because they eat so much all at once. Today is their feeding day.
Well, where's all the veggies?
Komodo dragons are totally carnivorous animals. The animals they eat, such as deer and water buffalo, sometimes pony, wild boar, these are vegetarian animals. So there's vegetation in their stomach. And since dragons always eat the guts first, they do get salad with their steak.
Oh, so they eat the guts?
Yes.
That's gross. That's good?
Mm-hmm, that's perfect.
There you have it. Convenient bite-sized dragon bits.
Naga, lunchtime, come on.
The Komodo's killing technique is simple. Pounce on an animal, smash it to the ground, tear it to pieces, and devour it in big chunks.
Oh, he just swallows it.
Now it's your turn.
All right. Oh.
Naga can eat 30% of his body weight in one feeding, which is about 80 pounds.
Wow. That would be like me eating 130 quarter-pound hamburgers.
Even though Komodo dragons seem slow, they're actually really, really fast, up to 50 kilometers an hour.
Even if the animal does get away, if it's bitten, their toxic saliva will still kill that animal 2 to 3 days later by blood poisoning.
It's Luther's turn.
Would you like to stay and have lunch with Luther?
No, thanks.
Well, Luther's coming.
Can swallow their food whole because their mouths produce a lot of saliva to wash it down, and their jaws are hinged to be able to open real wide.
This is Hannibal, one of Naga's 32 babies. Hannibal, I have a nice treat for you. You're just like your father, you have bad breath. Come on now, swallow that tail.
What do you do when the biggest meat eater on land wanders into your town? Vanessa finds out a little later on PMK.
You've seen pictures of sharks, the killers of the deep, but you've never seen the giant ancestor of the shark, Megalodon. Scientists have never seen one, but they found these huge teeth. Each one is bigger than your hand. From these, they can tell that Megalodon was bigger than a truck. He makes today's sharks seem like pussycats. Meow. This is the praying mantis, one of the killer creatures of the insect world. He traps bugs with his huge spiny legs. And you guessed it, eats them. Oh, one other thing about the praying mantis. He's the only bug with a neck that can turn. Anyone for a leg? Charlie shows how to protect yourself from the creatures of the forest.
Grizzly! Tell me where you are!
And if his tips aren't enough, you can always wear this guy's bear suit for maximum security.
Plus, she lives among people, but she still hasn't lost her instinct to kill. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to feed her. That's next on Popular Mechanics for Kids. I'm in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina.
Which is a good thing, because you wouldn't want some of the animals living here as your neighbor.
Hey, Tyler. We've been expecting you. Would you like to meet Zeke? He's one of the guys who lives here. Come on, Tyler. I want to introduce you to our Siberian tiger. Her name's Mishra. She's going to love you a lot.
Well, I hope she doesn't love me too much. I mean, as food.
No, Mishra's really going to love you.
Eric has always loved animals.
Hey, Chip. Hey, Dale. What you guys doing?
Chip and Dale?
You can see Chip only has part of a tail. Now, the zoos will not exhibit any animal that doesn't look right or will not show properly, so that's how we got these guys.
Aww.
Hello, Peace.
He opened Shea Park 4 years ago, and he's helping out endangered wild animals that have been neglected or abandoned.
Are they vicious at all to humans?
No.
Like these baboons that have lived all their lives in medical laboratories and would have been killed without his intervention. Eric takes care of all kinds of animals, but big cats are his real passion.
So I guess this is Mishra?
That's Mishra. She came from a home where they tried to keep her as a house pet.
They were obviously misled.
She's a tiger. She's a wild animal. Once knew a man who kept a 1-year-old tiger as a house pet, and the kids were playing hide and seek, met each other around the corner. The tiger jumped up, bit the kid in the neck, and killed him. Now, I want her to smell you, so let's take your hand slowly and let her smell. That way she can get used to you before you even have to go in and interact.
Don't you think of me as an appetizer or anything like that?
No, man-eating tigers are pretty rare. Even in the wild, the sick and the injured is about the only ones that go after man.
So I'm safe with her?
Well, not necessarily. Even though she's gotten over the fear of human contact, she still has a natural instinct to kill.
Eric would love to release Mishra into the wild, but he'll never do it. Mishra would probably just find her way back to where people live, because she's used to people feeding her. That could be dangerous for people and for Mishra.
I think you're ready to meet her.
You can pet her.
Down.
Mish.
Down.
Is she a good girl?
She is. Very calm.
This is part of her training. Mish, come around. Come around.
She's so big.
See?
Her hands are like the size of my face.
Mishra. Up. Up. She can get up to be 10 feet tall. Right now, she's at 500 pounds. And she loves her milk. Want to walk her for a bit? See what she feels like?
Is it safe?
We'll make it that way. How's that? Just come right around this way.
All right.
Grab the leash. And easy. Mishra.
Okay.
Mishra, come up.
Come up, Mishra. Come up, Mishra.
Mishra.
Come up.
That's all right.
Come up, Mishra.
Come up. Come up.
Come up. Come up, Mishra. Come up. Good, Mishra. Come up.
Walking Mishra like this is part of the care she receives.
Good, big, huge tiger.
Just like dogs, captive tigers enjoy being walked. Right. Mishra's cage is fairly small, and this gives her the exercise she needs. Walking her on a leash also gives her the chance to see new things and a chance to get a treat afterwards.
You're going to give her the bottle?
Just give it to her like this?
Yeah, Mish. Mish. No, not like that. Hold it tight. There you go.
Good, Mishra. Nice the milk.
This is like a child getting a candy bar. It's
she's getting
a wonderful thing for her.
Wow, she was hungry. Oh, maybe I better go get another one before she starts thinking of me as her next treat.
Today I'm going to show you how to protect yourselves from wild animals while you're walking through the woods. Now, take for instance a bear. Now, a bear without reason to attack will probably leave you alone, but just in case, it's still a good idea to make as much noise as you can.
I have to pick the spot for the tent very carefully, like near some big trees that I can climb easily.
If I hear a wild animal, it might be a good time to see how fast I can climb a tree. Oh, not bad. 4 seconds. Oh, and keep your eyes open for signs that an animal has been in the neighborhood. Oh. But don't worry. No, that's just a prop. At least I think it's a prop. Just in case, we're not camping here because that means we're near a bear trail. And he's bound to come back.
Once I've picked my campsite, I need to bear-proof it. Because wild animals are attracted to smells. I mean, even things you wouldn't think about, like, well, toothpaste or really smelly shampoos, you know. But most of all, never, never, never store food in your tent. One way to stash these really yummy smells is to hang them. So first you find a really high branch, then toss. Just like that. Now all I have to do is attach the rope to my bag. Next, hoist it as high as you can. Tie it to a tree, and ta-da, safe from wild animals. Well, that's about it. Just remember to keep everything in airtight containers. Even the clothes that you wore while you cooked dinner could smell like food and get you into trouble. So to keep your campsite safe, throw them in a bag. Hey, wait a minute, you're not Mike the camera guy. If you do happen to see a bear, speak out loud in a very calm voice. Love your camera work, Mike, buddy. And don't make any sudden moves. Just back away, slowly, and don't look directly into its eyes. Just remain. I'll see you next time.
Troy Hurtubise had a dream to meet a bear face to face and live to tell about it.
So he invented this suit. It's made of material too strong for the bear to bite through. Shock-absorbing material inside means that the bear can't hurt you with its enormous weight. And as if that isn't enough, it's also fireproof. Troy and his team tested it every way they could think of. He hasn't met the bear yet, but his suit will be used for everything from firefighting to studying volcanoes to bomb disposal. And of course, for studying bears. Cool invention, Troy.
Vanessa visits a place where humans and polar bears often meet, and it's not at a zoo.
Oh, I can't even lift his arm.
No, very good.
See what happens when the bears get too close for comfort. Unpopular Mechanics for Kids returns.
This is Churchill, Manitoba, way up north on the shore of Hudson's Bay. The town is surrounded by the huge emptiness of the Arctic.
Oh! You scared me! They say you can get attacked and eaten alive right here on the street by giant polar bears. They're the biggest meat-eating animals on the planet.
Fall is when the bears are the hungriest. There's no ice on Hudson's Bay yet, so they can't climb on the ice to hunt seals. Hundreds of polar bears hang out just outside the city. Sometimes they wander into town looking for food. They don't usually attack humans, but when they're starving, they'll eat anything.
Even me. Today, I'm gonna help protect this town from hungry bears.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
You're ready to see a bear, are you?
Few? Yes. This is Wade Roberts. He's part of the Polar Bear Alert Crew. Every morning, Wade and his crew check all 9 polar bear traps around the town. Oh, it's empty.
Yeah, it's empty. The door's up, so that means there's no bears here today. You can see right in here the bag that we put the bait in. It's full of seal. They'll grab onto that bag and pull on it, and that'll pull this, which is the trigger. Once we get the bear caught, then we'll back our truck up and we just hook the ball onto the trap and you have a mobile trap. And you just drive the bear to the polar bear jail and put him inside and that's where he'll stay.
There can be around 20 bears in there and it's no party for them. They don't get fed, so they'll never want to come back here again.
And we're going to tranquilize this bear so that we can move it away from the town.
Great, so we're going to go inside?
Actually, you can't come in, Vanessa, because we're trying to keep the bear-human contact down to a minimum, and we don't want the bears to get used to people. So if you just wait here, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Very good.
I wouldn't want that bear getting used to my smell. No, thank you. Ever heard of a flying bear? Well, we're going to see one.
There we go, Vanessa. The bear's sleeping right now. If you would like to give me a hand, we'll go take the net out to where the helicopter's going to pick this bear up, and we'll just spread it out here. Just unfold it just like it's a sheet when you're making a bed, and it'll end up a big square. There we go. And there's the flying bear that you were talking about.
Oh, wow.
He's sleeping right now. He's tranquilized. That's good. Now we just slowly put him down and watch his head so he's okay. And there he is. He's here.
Look at his teeth.
And you can see that each bear that we handle, we put ear tags in them so that we can identify him. And there's a number, 17059. And he'll also have the same number on his lip tattoo here.
Aw, he's beautiful.
And we gave this bear 4 cc's of drug that we used to tranquilize him. And he's about 400 to 450 pounds.
450 pounds? That's 5 times my weight.
Yeah.
So he's in no kind of pain.
No, he's in no pain at all. Right now he's slowly coming around from the drug and starting to move. In fact, I may have to give him a little more drug just to calm him down. This is going to be 2 cc's, just a little more to top him up. In the nice muscle mass area, and you just push the needle in like yay, and you just give him a little bit more drug and pull it out and just give him a little rub.
It's okay.
We're going to mark this bear so we know it's one that we handled before. This is a tree paint, and it only lasts a very short time, at probably about 4 weeks, and by then, hopefully all the bears will be on the ice.
Cool hair. I have a friend who has this color. Where'd you get it? Hello? Boy, are you gonna fly? You think you can bear it? get it.
There you go.
Thank you.
As it used to be. The Earth is warming up, and there's a big difference from even 5 years ago.
As you can see out in the bay, it's all wide open right now, and there's no ice. They need the ice to go out and hunt their food, and they eat seal. So what happens is the bears can't get on the ice soon enough.
That makes them even more hungry and dangerous.
Starting to wake up right away, so we'll just do it quick. Get them out of the net.
So we'll just bunch this net up right beside them here. And I'm gonna roll them over. You wanna just grab a bait and give me a hand. You're a heavy animal, as you can see.
Oh, I can't even lift his arm.
No, it's very heavy.
I'll just comfort him. It's okay. It's okay.
See, he's getting his strength back. I can hardly hold him. He'll be fine just like that.
Now he's going to wake up and continue walking around.
So now the bear will be at ease, the town will be safe, and to me, that's a job well done.
Well, I thank you very much for your help, Vanessa, but I have to get back to work, so we'll see you later.
Hey, wait. I'm not bear food. I'd hardly even make a light snack. No, wait. Wait for me. For us.
And after spending a long day with a bunch of killer creatures, we're just gonna take a nice, relaxing walk in the woods.
Hey, what is that doing here? Ew!
Well, we must be on a bear trail.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hi, guys.